Blairite Labour's attacks on migrants. We all know the Tory party is a racist party with a long history of bigoted attacks. But what is the recent record of the Labour right? New Labour under Tony Blair introduced a series of laws progressively restricting the right for those fleeing repression and war to claim asylum. It also introduced a racist points-based immigration system for non-EU workers. In 2007, Blair's successor Gordon Brown called for British jobs for British workers. In 2015, Blairite Labour leader Ed Miliband's general election campaign included producing mugs demanding stronger controls over migrants. And the Blairites backed the SAMA's hostile environment measures. In fact, Blairite Alan Johnson was the first to use the phrase back in 2010, when he was Home Secretary in Brown's government. In 2013, Shadow Home Secretary Yvette Cooper spoke in favor of the Tory bill, which became the Hostile Environment Immigration Act. She said, "We will not oppose the bill, because some of its measures are sensible, but that it claims to tackle illegal immigration, but does nothing of the sort." Only 7 Labour MPs were among the 20 who voted against the bill at its second reading, when the Commons agrees a potential law's main principles. Only 6 Labour MPs were among the 18 who voted against it at the third reading, their last real chance to stop it. Miliband had instructed abstention. Left-wingers Jeremy Corbyn, John McDonnell, Diane Abbott and Dennis Skinner defied his instruction, and voted against the Tories each time. After that, the Blairites went on to lead Labour's Remain campaign in the EU referendum, Labour in for Britain. They fought to stay in the neoliberal bloc on the basis of fear-mongering about increased immigration after Brexit. Alan Johnson, the campaign's chair, said remaining part of the single market helps us to control immigration and if we leave, the situation is going to be worse. The EU is also responsible for leaving desperate refugees to drown in the Mediterranean and ruining impoverished African farmers with its common agricultural policy,